Hey guys, this is Nick Valesky with Utah State University Extension's Integrated Pest Management Program, and this is your Vegetable Pest Advisory for May 7th. First, I want to talk about pea weevils. Pea weevil adults overwinter under vegetable debris in alfalfa and clover fields. Their eggs are laid in late April through early May. Scout for weevils during cool and wet conditions. Check emerging pea plants and underneath dirt clods where adults may be hiding. Pea weevils are slender, about 5 millimeters long, gray-brown in color, and have a notable snout. Larvae are C-shaped, 5 millimeters long, and are white with a brown head. For damage, the adults chew prominent half-circle notches out of the leaf margins of pea plants, while the larvae may feed on the root nodules. To manage, consider treatment when there is about 25% growing point injury on the seedlings. Implement crop rotation by moving peas away from other legumes. Irrigation and proper fertilization may help crops outgrow the damage. Home pesticide options include GardenTech 7. Next, I want to talk about the asparagus beetle. Adults and eggs are first seen around now in mid-May through July. Scout for adults in the afternoon where they'll be feeding on asparagus spears. Adults are about 5 to 6 millimeters long, brightly colored with 4 yellow spots, orange wing margins, and a bluish-black head. The spotted asparagus beetle are mostly orange with 6 black spots along their forewings. Monitor for dark eggs that are glued to the spears. Most serious damage occurs in early spring when new spears are breaking through the soil. Adults and larvae feed with chewing mouthparts, consuming leaves, and chewing pits into the spears. Larvae chew on ferns, giving them a bleached appearance and reducing photosynthesis. To manage, consider treatment when persistent beetle damage occurs. Remove volunteer asparagus and reduce weeds near growing site. Encourage predatory beetles and parasitic wasps. Home pesticides options include GardenTech 7 and Safer Brand insecticidal soap and pyrethrin concentrate. Lastly, let's talk about millipede damage. Millipedes are arthropods. Typically, they're long, slender, hard-shelled, and range from red to black. Millipedes overwinter as adults and in mature stages in sheltered areas under debris, boards, or equipment. In the spring, adults lay their eggs. In Utah, there have been reports of millipedes causing damage to small roots and germinating seedlings like beans, corn, and peas. Control is not recommended in garden settings as the threat is rarely serious. However, focus on prevention through yard sanitation. Remove the decaying vegetation, dead leaves, grass, and other debris to help reduce their numbers. If damage is occurring, remove excess mulch from the area to take away their shelter.